Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 2nd, 1987. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, high up into the sky, until they become like slivers of light. There's no human way I can express the way these lights are cascading through the trees and up into the sky, high, high up into the sky. Now, over the first tree that's behind Our Lady's statue, if you look closely, it's so brilliant, you can see the blue light that is shining up to the center of the sky, directly over Our Lady's statue. Now the sky is becoming a very pale blue. The night was dark, but yet the sky is a beautiful pale blue, and it's opening up in a circular motion. And now in the center of the blue sky, a beautiful pale blue sky, I see a pinpoint of light. It's circling, and it's even twirling now. I can't understand why the light is twirling. But now it's stopped the turning, and it's getting larger as it comes towards us. And oh, I see now coming out of the sky, Our Lady is directly descending on top of what appears to be a very large white ball. Now, Our Lady is standing on the ball, and it's coming down very slowly over her statue. The ball is very large. I know it stands for the outline of the world, because I have seen that ball before with Our Lady standing on it back in 1970. Now, Our Lady is dressed all in white. She looks so beautiful. And all about her cape is the most beautiful golden type of lace work. Our Lady has nothing on her feet tonight as she's standing on the ball. But then again, though I can't see sandals and her gown is quite long, I can see between her two toes on both feet little rosettes, golden rosettes. Our Lady has on her white cape, the one she usually does appear in here. However, at this time, Our Lady has on that beautiful crown that I've always been known to be the Fatima crown. Our Lady is smiling now. She has been coming down with her hands drawn together like this in prayer, with her beads folded over her fingers. And now Our Lady is standing. The ball has stopped turning now. It was turning slightly from the right to the left on her feet, and I was so afraid perhaps Our Lady would fall off the ball. But however, she's suspended there now. The ball is being wafted, is the only way I can explain it to you, turned over toward the left, and it's going beyond the trees. It looks like the type of globe that we would find in the homes where they have the countries on, a globe like of the world. Now Our Lady is coming down closer to her statue, and she's just about, I would say, about 16 feet above her statue. Our Lady has on the Fatima crown, and she looks very upset about something this evening. That is why I was brought here, I know, because at home Our Lady did say that I must appear because it is very urgent that I will be taken care of with the inflammation in my chest. Now Our Lady is taking out her rosary, of beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys, and she's making the sign of the cross, blessing everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning towards her right and making the blessing to the people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking over to her left, that would be our right, and she's extending her crucifix again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together, but she's doing pitifully like this, as though she has a grave concern over something. She's holding her hands like this with the rosary enclosed in them. Now Our Lady has taken the time to place her finger over her lips, which means that I must listen and repeat. My child and my children, I welcome you all on this great feast day for one little soul who has become a huge soul throughout the world, my children. I say this as a mother because she was once upon earth with you, and her example should be followed by all. Though she had a hidden life, she has been known to the world. Our Lady is pointing up now to her right side, high in the sky, and directly at her right side, I see coming through the sky, I know who it is from the habit. It's Saint Teresa, the little flower. She's carrying, this is wonderful. Oh, she's carrying in her arms all roses, different colored roses, pink and red and yellow and white. And now she's taking her hands like this and she's throwing the roses out. Like we do here, she is throwing the roses out to the people. Our Lady is smiling. She's very pleased at this. And she's motioning for Teresa to come closer to her at the right side, her right side. Now, Teresa looks different than Our Lady. Our Lady looks very solid, just as solid as you and I. But Teresa has a misty look about her. The light is tremendous around what would be her face. I can't see her face too clearly because the light is so great. But I know she is smiling. I sense the smile on her face. And also, it must be quite windy there too, because she does have on a cape, a cream-colored cape and a brown gown underneath it. Now, Teresa is pointing up to the sky, high up to the sky. And I see the sky is opening up again. And oh, coming forward this evening, oh, so soon, I see now the rays coming from his hands. Jesus is coming forward to be with Our Lady and Teresa. Jesus is coming forward now. And he's coming down very slowly, but he's standing now at Our Lady's left side. And Our Lady is whispering to him, I can't hear what they're saying. It's almost like the rustling of the leaves. I can't make out what they're saying. But Our Lady now nods her head, yes, to Jesus, and he stands there. Now Teresa is going back into what appears to be a cloud-like formation in the sky on the left-hand side. These clouds are very heavy, and they seem to be carrying her back into the sky. And Our Lady now is touching her fingers to her lips, like this. That means that you must listen and repeat what she has to say. My child, and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica. I brought you here this evening because your country is in great strain. It is as though there was just a single bolt that is keeping your country from plunging into a war with Iran. Now, my child, I want you carefully to listen to what I am about to tell you. It is urgent, and the reason I took you from your sick bed to be here this evening. Many years ago, in Fatima, my child and my children, I gave a message to the children. Lucy still remains upon earth. She will be here but for a short while longer. Therefore, it is urgent that you help her now, for she also is as greatly concerned about what has been omitted as we are in heaven about it. When I came to Fatima many years ago, I knew that communism would go throughout the world, destroying many nations and attacking my son's church. Therefore, I made a promise that if the Pope of those days and the Pope today would unite with all the bishops of the world all together on one day, not the world, but the bishops and the Pope will unite and pray for the consecration of Russia. I do not mean the world, my children. I mean Russia. Russia, the scourge of mankind. You will pray for Russia. One day must be allotted in which Pope John Paul II and also all the bishops of the world must unite on one day, I repeat, and pray for Russia. Or Russia will continue to be the scourge from God. Russia will continue to go throughout the world annihilating people and places and countries. My child and my children, do you not know that death is very close upon many? You are all afraid of going across the veil if you do not have the faith. However, I am telling you this now as your mother. You must listen to me. There is another force rampant in your country, the United States of America. It is a satanic cult that has taken precedence over all cults in the world. The major institution for Satan is right here in the United States with its subsidiary in Canada. My child and my children, can you not understand what I am trying to tell you as your mother? You must guard your children. Warn them against strangers. Don't be taken up with things of the world so that your children must go and find their pleasures elsewhere, for they will fall into the hands of the walking demons. They prowl the highways. They go through the streets of the cities looking for the young and the gullible and those who have no homes. Your country, the United States, has been graced with much prosperity, my children. Therefore, you must take it upon yourselves to guard your children by having proper educations for them and also homes for those without a proper home. There is much money in your country and Canada that can be usefully used for the salvation of these children. Oh, my children, how I wanted to caress you and tell you good news, for I am not the bearer of bad news always. I am your mother and must tell you the truth. I repeat again, my child Veronica, you repeat now in your weakened state again. The Pope, John Paul II, and all the bishops of the world must allot one day on which they will pray for the conversion of Russia. Not one day for the world, but one day for Russia. Or else, I tell you now, Russia will go about and annihilate, destroy many countries. Nations shall disappear from the face of the earth in the twinkling of an eye. That is how desperate the situation is now throughout your world, my children. The word of Russia is not good, for what communism means is liars and murderers, deceivers, straight from the bowels of hell. My child and my children, listen to me carefully. Guard your children and those in your family with your sacramentals. The rosary, if you have no other sacramental, until you receive a brown scapular and a crucifix, place a rosary about your children's necks. They must be guarded in these dire times. How urgent is it? All you have to do, my children, is hear the daily news, and you know of the murders of the young and innocent that is being perpetrated by the agents of Satan. My child and my children, prayer has not become a way of life for many. That is why communism has got such a foothold in your country and in other countries of the world. The prayers given to you in your childhood will be remembered always, I know, my children. But there are those who have not received these prayers in their schools, for prayer has been outlawed in many areas of your country and the world. It took but a few without faith to bring down the flag, for even your country's flag is being defiled, my children. I speak both of the United States and Canada, for when the great tribulation falls upon them, they will have to hold each other up, for they cannot escape through the waters to get help. They will not escape through the skies, but the number of dead will be counted in the millions. Must I go any farther, my child and my children, to bring this urgent message to you? Satan did everything he could to keep you from coming, my child, everything he could, because he knew that this message had to go out. You do not know, my poor children, what our eyes have seen as we looked into the dungeons of the communist organizations. The beatings, the scaldings, the torturings. It is beyond all human reasoning that a human being could try to destroy the whole faith of the individual by beatings, by torturings, even by cutting out the tongues of those who had dared to speak against them. And who are these people, my children, who are doing these vile things? In those days when communism enters your country, it will be your own family and your neighbors. Yes, my child, I know you are shocked at this, but this is what is going to happen unless the bishops and Pope John Paul II listen to my plea. We have approached them many times. However, I do not understand their fear of Russia. There is nothing to fear but fear itself, for fear is a tool of the devil. We know what is right under your God. The Eternal Father has given you the way to heaven. It is not an easy road. It is a narrow road, long and narrow for many. Others have reached it early through the grace of their God. I know the removal of children from the earth at early ages brings great sorrow to a parent's heart. However, when they are removed, they go into heaven. And what, my children, are we going to do with all the aborted babies? Oh, my child, I know you feel as I do, for I can see the great distress on your face. What are we going to do, my child? Do you understand when they come to us, they must go to limbo? They are in heaven, a happy place, but they cannot see God. I know you cannot understand fully this, my child, and I know it hurts you to the heart, but it is the ways of the Eternal Father to know just how a soul shall ascend or descend. The murders must be stopped in your country. That is another reason why communism is getting a foothold in your government and all the governments of the world, because they have given themselves over to sin, murders and butchery. Millions of babies had been aborted in the United States of America and Canada, and millions more throughout the world. This is murder, and no different than what the communists do to those who dissent from them. My child and my children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your nation and the nations of the world. You do not know how close you are to being one of the nations to be annihilated. I speak this of the United States of America because they are being deluded by Russia. Russia has in armaments 6 times the number of missiles that we store, while they say they deploy them and take them out of existence. That is not true. They are increasing and increasing, for they have only one thought in mind, that is to take over the whole world. My child and my children, do not be affrighted by this, for there is still time to stop them. But you must do that now. You must get first in touch with the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. Now this will be most difficult because he has many agents who work with him that are not in the light. They are in his secretarial department, the secretariat. They do not tell him of his messages. It is difficult unless you can place it straight into the hands of the Holy Father. It is difficult for him to receive a message. But he must, I repeat again, receive this message. He must take one day of this year, not next year, this year, one day, and with all the bishops of the world, he must consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart. It can be done, my children, with your prayers and your efforts. Your Pope, he is a good man, but he is weak also, having human frailties, and he has great undue pressures upon him. Help him, my children, by writing, by trying to send through the blockade that they have set up in front of him in Rome. Send a message of grace from heaven to Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. He must consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart, or else Russia shall go throughout the whole world, destroying nation upon nation, even the United States and Canada. I leave you now, my children, to pray. And Veronica, you will take 3 photographs, but you must not allow any reading of them publicly for the time being. It is most urgent. Take 3 photographs, but be very quiet, my child. Now Our Lady is making the sign of the cross again with her crucifix. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. 3 photographs, my child, and Jesus will speak with you shortly. All about the trees, there are cascading pink lights. And there, oh, is Jesus. He must have gone beyond the trees, looking down at the crowds of people gathered this evening, because he's coming slowly over from our right side above the trees. He was over in the infirm area, I believe that is, over that way. And now he's coming across the sky, and Our Lady now is standing up. She's still there. She's never left. Our Lady's been standing at the left side of the statue, up about 16 feet, and it's a little windy up there, too, because her gown is blowing. A lady has on a beautiful white gown, and her mantle is covered with the, as I told you before, with the beautiful golden trim. And a lady looks so delicate, but very sorrowful. She's terribly upset. Now, our lady is pointing over like this with her hand to Jesus, and now he is touching with his first finger, his fingers to his lips. My child, I shall not repeat the urgent message of my mother again. You will hear and read over and over until you receive the full import of this message from heaven. And you must act upon it. Each and every individual who knows of this message must act upon it for all heaven. For there will be a great measure of responsibility given to those who do not make any action to help my mother. My mother has gone throughout the world to try to stop the carnage that man is making upon other nations. Brother against brother, sister against sister, for what? What is there to gain if you lose your soul? Murder is a sin that is not condoned in heaven nor upon earth. Therefore, why must you murder and kill your brothers? For what? For money, for social standing, for gain, and what is that but a passing fancy? For this is the world where man passes through but for a short duration. Your real life is over the veil. That is when your life begins. You are all pilgrims upon earth, going forward to honor your God. And I should say that many dishonor him now, even in his own church upon earth. I ask this of you as your God. In the holy sacrifice that I left with you, I did not ask for women to be upon the altar, nor try to be a high priestess. They carry this on in the churches of Satan. Therefore, it shall not be carried on in my church. When I had the Last Supper with the apostles, my mother was not present. If I had it in my power from the Eternal Father to make a priestess, I would surely have chosen my mother. But no, there were no women present at the first dedication. My child and my children, I do not have to go through the long list of carnage that is taking place in my church upon earth. It will suffer a great chastisement soon, very soon, for the communism that is spreading throughout your country, the United States, is entering upon the churches. You can see what they have already did, my child, to your church, and understand why we are so desperately in need of those who are willing to sacrifice their lives for the hereafter. I say the hereafter, for the reward in heaven shall be great for those who will be willing to stand up and fight for the truth, for their God, to keep the church as I asked it to be, one holy and apostolic. I cannot say that in my visits upon earth, I cannot say that I find much holiness left within the portals of my churches, my children. This has to be restrained. There is a force restraining you in these efforts. That is Satan. He does not wish to see my church come back to its true standards. He wishes it to demolish it and to stand and stomp on it with his feet. Yes, my child and my children, there is an evil force loosed in the world today. Satan knows that his time is growing short. Therefore, he will do all he can to capture each and every soul. His bait is very appetizing to some, but they find later on that they throw up at the results. This may be a puzzle to you, my children, but think it over and you'll understand what I mean. I come to you as your God, and I also want to make this clear. I did not have any brothers or sisters in my family. My mother was Mary, ever virgin. This was a supernatural manifestation from heaven. And only those who are in the light may fully understand the existence of my mother and the role she played in establishing the one true church upon earth. My child and my children, and my child Veronica, I do not wish to strain your overly burdened heart now, but in that picture, one of it I gave was for you. I want you to know the second picture is for you, my child, and you will be guided by it. Now I bless you all, my children, with a special grace from heaven. Now Jesus is taking his hands, and he wants me to take my crucifix and hold it just the way he is, his fingers. Jesus is blessing with his fingers, but I must do it with my crucifix. I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over to his right side, our left side, and he's making now the sign of the cross like this. He says to emulate him. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over towards his left side, and he's coming across the clouds. It's beginning to cloud again, and the clouds are covering Our Lady, and I can see the hem of St. Teresa's gown still up there. But now Jesus is coming over to the right side, and he's standing just by the top of the limb, of the highest limb on the tree over on our right side. Now he's looking down at the people, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's coming over. It's very windy. Jesus has on his beautiful burgundy-colored cape, and it does have like a, I think he called it once a cowl, C-O-W-L, I believe it's spelled. It's like a hat, a headpiece that comes with his cloak. And he has on a gown and nothing on his feet. Jesus has nothing on his feet like Our Lady, but the rosettes Our Lady had. But Jesus has nothing on his feet. And he's going across the sky now. And he's motioning towards Our Lady. Our Lady is going up into the clouds. Now Jesus is turning back and he's touching his lips. My child, I do not wish to burden you any longer with the miseries upon earth. I wish to talk only a while, a little bit, about the children of earth, the young children. The parents must be very careful, my children, who you send your children to retort from. Much evil is being developed in the schools in the name of sexuality. Why cannot we have our children pure of thought and mind? How can we, my children, when the teachers there are being taught to bring in sex education to your children? This belongs not in the schools, but in the homes. This is an obligation of the parents. It will only lead to much great and greater disaster by having this sex education in the school system. I know, my children, you are all heartbroken. Many families are heartbroken because of the entrance of AIDS upon the world. Can I not say that you were not warned of this, my children? I tell you this now, there will come within a short time a greater plague. Yes, my child, I know that you have feelings of shivering, but it must be. And also, I wish to tell you as your God, that was only the beginning. The earthquake in California, only the beginning. Do not try, my child, to understand all that is given to you this evening. You cannot fully understand the ways of the Eternal Father. He is most merciful, but there are times when errant children must be shook up to take them back to the fold. Now Jesus is making the sign of the cross again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. Now continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. I will not be dismissed from the grounds. I will not see thy individuals who have come to mock me, as I see two standing over to the right. No, my child, it's no use trying to throw them off the grounds. They will come back. They bounce like a bad ball. Yes, my children, they have caused much discord within your circle also, but they will not be back. I think, my child, you are beginning to understand who one is. Now, my children, continue with your prayers. All the others cannot count but your prayers this evening. And remember the Pope, as my mother sought to put in your mind, as though she was branding it in your conscience, to get in touch with Pope John Paul II and ask him, plead with him, to please do what my mother asked back at Fatima. Do what she asked, otherwise the world will find itself ablaze. Now Jesus is rising up high in the sky. He's pulling his cape about him, and he's standing there. He's nodding. He means that he's not leaving. He stays every evening until the last soul has left the grounds, and so does Our Lady and Teresa. And this evening there will be those who have taken photographs, and they have been able to capture on photograph Jesus and Our Lady and possibly the hemline of St. Teresa. That is what Jesus said. The pictures were taken this evening.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 2nd, 1987. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.